And that's Ian Gimmel. This Anthropos has the group of the Almanasses. And it's interesting, take a look in the Mishnah. Mishnah starts off with the kosher v'hamatir. Right, matir is undoing kosher. Tofer shtei tfiros. That's the measurement, the shear for sewing. V'hakoreya, which is the opposite, almanas l'tfor shtei tfiros. And then, of course, we also have the mochek, kosev and mochek, and bona and soser, the four famous almanases. As an aside, it's an interesting. We'll make it back to this, but for now, just to note the fact that Tosfos here is medayik, or at least wonders what to be medayik from the fact that it's in kosher matir. It doesn't say that matir is almanas lichur. Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. We kind of assumed it blindly because it says it by the others, but it actually doesn't say kosher almanas. It doesn't say Matir Amanas Lakshur. So Shaila is what to take from that. But we'll get back to that. If you turn now to our Gemara, really it starts on the bottom of Ayin Dalin Amud Beis. So the Gemara wants to analyze this. It's going through line by line in the Mishnah. So on the last line of Ayin Dalin Amud Beis, the Gemara asks the question, Kriya B'Mishkan Mihava. Where do you have such a thing anyway? We know it's all based on the Mishkan, but Mehechatesa, you are ripping anything in the Mishkan. So the Gemara answers, Rabba v'Rabbi Zera d'Amri Tervayhu, Shekein Yiriya Shenafoba Darna. What would happen if you had one of the Yirios, one of the curtains, which then got infected, for lack of a better word, by a moth? Korinba, so what did they do? We'll see Rashi in a second for why would they do this. But they would rip it, and then sew it back up, the Tofer Nosa. That's it for our Gemara. Bafayne. Look at Rashi. Darna. Tala'as, a kind of a worm or a moth. Uminkav bo nekev katan ve'egol. It would eat away a little small circular hole in the curtain. So you might have thought that you would just sew up the curtain. Then we would have no mokar from Lach of Korea. However, says Rashi, explains, v'tzarach l'kro l'matu l'mala, as a nekev shlotehe tzvira suya kimtin. What would happen if you were just sold? It's mamish like, I mean, just go to Mr. Kim, he'll give you a demonstration, I assume. You don't have to go to the temple, thing in Yerushalayim where they have all the Temple Institute. Right? Mr. Kim probably has been to the Temple Institute, but right, if you have a hole, if you would just sew it like this, it would be creased. It would have folds. So what do? They rip it up on top and they rip it on bottom, and then it's a straight line. And then they could sew it neatly and smoothly. So then the whole thing is smooth. Whereas if they just sewed up the circle, it would be creased, it would be folds. So says Rashi, this is what the Gemara means, that's where we have Korea in the Melechta Mishkan. And there also, it is Almanas Litzvor. Now the question is, when Rashi gives us this example, that it is Almanas Litzvor, in that original case, is he answering one or two things? The first thing, the obvious thing that he's answering, is where was Korea in the Mishkan? Well, what else might he be telling us? Not only where was Korea, but another important aspect of the halacha. Yeah, exactly. Right. Again, and think not narrowly about the Yirios, because that's not relevant for us anymore. But Rashi is going out of his way, or maybe is he that in his definition, or not his definition, this part of the Gemara was asking like a historical question, not so much a halacha question, you could say, or at least not a halacha lamaisa question. Because we know that we have to have a mokor for all the malachos, but the mokor of what they did, you know, what part of the, you know, the fact that as the Gemaras continue with the dye, and the tzitzis. That was the other topic I was considering, trelis. We've got a topic for this stuff. But the chilazon, right? So the fact that was the mokor for what they did, Netil Sashama, etc., that has nothing to do with the halachos of Atilas Neshama, Tzavleya. But Rashi here, in answering his historical question, also may be hinting at something else, which is a halachic definition. Constructive. In other words, Rashi says the makor was that they ripped. All he had to say was they ripped in the Mishkan when they had a hole. But Rashi says they ripped so that they could then sew up.
What is Kriya L'Shem Tevi'ah?
So the point is, the Gemara was not asking that question.
But Rashi sort of is.
That's my point. So I'm not sure if this is to read too much into Rashi or not. Because again, you could say, just more commonsensically, if Rashi had stopped there, he would have left you hanging. What are you ripping things for in the Mishkan?
So which words are Rashi referring to?
Shalot Teha Tzfira. In other words, the Rashi is telling you that the purpose of the ripping was for a subsequent Tzfira. So again, it could be that that is referring to is just part of the same historical question, and therefore historical answer. But it could be that Rashi is introducing something else, which is an explanation for why the halacha is that kriya per se is not the problem, but only if it's, at least as the Mishnah says, korea amanas litfor. Now again, I'm just pointing out if you want to read it into Rashi, that may be significant, because that's not what the Gemara was asking. Gemara was asking, where do we know korea in the Mishkan for? Not where do we know that it has to be korea amanas litfor. Now, what I'm trying to get at, and this is really the issue I want to discuss today, is before I tried to make my little mountain out of a molehill, if I had to ask you, why is it that Korea is not Chayiv unless it's Almanat Lefor, what would you say? Not a trick question.
Because that's what they did in the Mishkan.
That's what you would have said?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Rashi said.
I didn't say what Rashi said. What would you have said?
No.
A week ago, that's what you would have told me? Okay, fine. Okay, anybody else?
What he
said because that's what they did in the Mishkan. I.e., because if you just do Korea, it's Makalkel. It's destructive, right? Well, Malchus and Shabbos have to be constructive, right? That's not what you just answered. That's not what Avram answered. Fine. But I would have also said everything that you just said. But Pashtus, the reason you need Korea, Amanas Litvor, and Mochek, Amanas Lichtov, and Soser, Amanas Livnos. Which one I forget? Soser, Amanas. Mochek. Right, Mochek, Amanas. Are you that one? Kosher and Matir, right? Matir, Amanas, Lukshar, right?
No, but Matir doesn't say.
Right. Well, we didn't do the Amanas. Right? I mentioned that. I alluded to that.
There's only three in the Mishnah.
Right. But let's assume that it's true about the Matir and Kosher too. So I would have assumed that it's just a way of getting out of. Those are the only four which are destructive. So you need to make them constructive in order so there shouldn't be a patur of Makalkil. Right, what Avram was suggesting is what I'm hinting at, maybe Rashi's point. That Rashi may be telling us something more fundamental. That the reason you need to be Almanas Litfor is not just to get out of a problem of Kalkel, but because that is the definition of the Malacha itself. And why would you take such an arbitrary, fixed, rigid definition? Because as Avram said, as Rashi was getting it, because that's what was done in the Mishkan. It wasn't Stam Kriya, it was Kriya Amanas Litfor. And perhaps
they must have done other Kriyas too, when they...
Right, okay, that's speculative. I don't know for sure if that's true or not.
If you do construction, you got to tear it.
You rip away lots of things that are extra.
Those things don't count.
Again, the question would be why. Is it just because you're getting out of Makalko problem? Or is it more than that? That the whole definition of the Malacha is it has to be Amanas Litfor? That's something different. That's different. We'll see that there may be one you or Mechavan to the Avnei Nezer. But that's different. Ro'i Litvor is not the same thing as Amanas Litvor. Rabbi Posey Shir about Kiddush on Shabbos, right? Is it just that you have to hold the wine or do you have to drink the wine? Those are two separate shitas. Kiddush al Yain it could be just holding the wine. It's a third shita, the Mefarish Nozer, who seems to say you have to drink the wine, Midaraisa.
It's not
Ro'i,
then it's never going to come to Amanas.
Correct, but in the other direction. It could be Roy, but not Almanas. Is that enough just to be Roy? Okay? My point is that all of that, it's a fork in the road. Is all of that discussion just a question of what is Makalko, what's not Makalko? Or might you be saying something more fundamental, which might also be more rigid, l'kulu or l'chumra, and that it is the part of the tzura, or the definition of the malacha.
We had a problem this morning. At the end of the Gemara, there's a page over here. I don't know if you had a chance to see the sugya. At the bottom of the page, Ein Hamad Ali says, I'm a shochet. And the Rashi here was very confusing as to what exactly he meant. So they should, the question is, shochet mishum mai chai. You know, where did you find it in the Mishkan and what was the Tzura? Im Oros El Ma'adomim, if historically it was by the Oros El Ma'adomim, what exactly does that mean? If it was, you know, alone that it was found by
Well, I think I did not look at this Rashi recently, but I have. But my impression, and whatever's stored in my long-term memory, was I'm saying that how do you know that they did Shechita in the Mishkan? So you can't assume, well, we needed these Oros, and therefore we must have killed the animal by Shechita to get the Oros, because maybe you killed the animal by Chanika.
Okay.
Did you have a different reading of that, Rashi?
I think that's how we read it, but we were unclear on how to read it.
Again, my point is, but that's good. See, that's a historical Rashi, and that's a, it's a good contrast, actually, because this entire Rashi is historical. There's nothing about this Rashi, right? And the question of the Gemara was, where do we have Shechita in the Mishkan? And the Gemara is trying to...
But this Rashi isn't telling us that Shechita had to be the same as the Mishkan. It just has to be...
Again, exactly my point. That's exactly my point. Exactly my point. That's,
you're bringing this Rashi.
That's my point. It's a good contrast.
Right.
It's a contrast.
Because
this Mishnah, this Rashi is only talking historically, which is appropriate because it's a historical context in the Gemara. Where was it in the Mishkan? Whereas our Rashi seems to have added some extra information, which is unnecessary to answer the historical question.
Just to point out one thing, this goes back to the first Lubur I gave in Naftalah. But no reason, in the Holgus Rashi and Tosis about Ofer, when you're high of, there's a whole case with you put the, and I want to say then that Rashi held that it doesn't have to be a carbon copy of the Mishkan, and Tosis does have to be a carbon copy of the Mishkan.
Right. Well, that's an old issue. That's a famous. I don't remember if you quoted it, but in my mind, I have this memory of a Pnei Yeshua. It's a big discussion about whether, you know, when they say Mishkan, even is it just the Binyan HaMishkan or even the?
Oh, that's
I think that's a Pnei Yeshua. That's a famous Pnei Yeshua, I think.
That was discussed recently. I remember. But,
yeah. Anyway. Okay.
But yeah, this would be a problem. This wouldn't be the Binyan HaMishkan.
Right.
This for
right. Exactly. Right. Although it's also not Avodas HaMishkan. In other words, Binyan is ongoing. Right. Right, the maintenance is part of Binyan, meaning as opposed to the Avodas HaMishkan, meaning they shechted Karbonos.
That's what they were talking about.
That's a famous Chakira, that's a famous question, that's not what I want to talk about. Okay? So Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses some of these issues, both in his Chedushim on Daf Ayin Gimel, as well as in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Mishnah. And he quotes a very, very famous Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gimel Mebeis. The Tzarech Le'etzim Tosfos. Zomer V'Tzarech Le'etzim, right? If you're pruning the tree, right? Zomer V'Tzarech Le'etzim, and you need the Eitzim that you're cutting off. Right? Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel Beis. Says Rashi, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda D'Mechayv M'Lach Shetzirich L'Gufa. Our Gemara seems to say you need the trees, says Tosfos, not just because otherwise it's M'Lach Shetzirich L'Gufa and we hold Pater. No! Even according to the one who holds M'Lach Shetzirich L'Gufa Chayiv, this is still needed, i.e., this is not just a technicality of Mokshin Srikh Lagufa or not. Why? Nevertheless, you still need the Eitzim. Why? The low Mikri, the Eitzim Kotzer, it isn't Kotzer, Ella B'inyan Zeb. By definition, the definition of the Malacha is that you needed the trees, or the branches, excuse me. Right? So that's the Kotzer / Zomer Vatarach Eitzim point. However, you see even the little note for the Gilead Shas. Look, says Tosfos, again, when you're reading it in that context, you might not be, it doesn't have the same significance as now it does, says Tosfos, Midi dahava akorea almanas litvor, mochek almanas lichtov. So what is Tosfos here talking about? Tosfos here is not talking about technicalities, melech machseves, melech shrich lagufa. He goes out of his way to say, l'kuli alma. In certain malachos, you have external requirements, which, because they're not external. They're part of the definition. the same thing which appears to be just an external condition to meet other requirements. That's true in some cases. But there are, and then, in those cases, you often have machloksim. Do you need that requirement? Do you not need that requirement? But other things which may appear on the surface to be extraneous, external, are in fact definitional. So in the case of Sarach Le'itzim, that's the chiddush from Daf Ayin Gimel, not our point. But what does he say by his comparison? He says, Korea Almanas Litzvor. So he's clearly assuming, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, that the Almanas Litzvor is not an extraneous condition to make it meet the criteria of Malachas Machsheves, and it shouldn't be destructive in Makalkel. That's a technicality. This is no, says Tosus. This is a definition of the Malacha. It isn't Korea unless it's Almanas Litzvor. That's not the Korea Yerchayef. I mean, it's Korea in the same way that my kids rip things. But that's not Korea has a halachic Malacha. Because the halachic Malacha, presumably, as Avram said, it has to be Dumi in the Mishkan, as perhaps maybe Rashi was trying to get our attention to. And therefore, by definition, you don't have a Korea unless it's not Almanas Litzvor. In fact, then Rabbi Kiva Eger turns his attention back to the Tosus I alluded to. If you take a look, we don't have to read it inside, but if you take a look at that Rashi, the Tosus, the Masal Kosher, which I alluded to before, where Rashi asks on Matir to begin with, do you need Almanas Litzvor? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you go through that Tosus, it's clear that the suffix is not talking about a case where you were doing a Makalkel. Because that's not even a question. Tosus Daf Ayin Gimel. Tosus there was assuming even if you had a positive, not even if, in the context that you had a positive matir, right? You disassembled, you untied a knot in a positive way, right? You couldn't get your shoes on if it was, right? That's a positive matir. You can't get your shoes on, so you untie it. That's a positive matir. So there, Tosus has a question, a suffix. Do you need that to be Almanas Litzvor or not? It reminds me, when I was in 10th grade, it was the fad to wear your sneakers untied. So I did that, because that's what I had a cousin who had his shoes untied. Meanwhile, we were at his house for Shabbos. We came back on Friday afternoon from playing ball. We took our shoes off by the door. So I just slipped mine off. They were untied. He slipped his off. They were tied. When his father came home, he was very upset. How come you can't be like David? He's like a mensch. You untie your sneakers. You don't just slip them off. And he was trying to get it worded edgewise. His father was interested in listening. If his father knew that I was walking around the whole time untied, right? So sometimes untied is a positive thing. Right? So Tosus wants to know, if you untie is a positive thing, is that a malacha? But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the whole premise of the Tosus, whichever way you would come down on that, that's not our shaila tonight. We're not doing malacha of kosher or matir. But the whole premise of that Tosus is that it's a positive one. And yet, you still may have a shaila, maybe it's not enough. Maybe a positive matir is not enough. Now, if the only concern was makalkel, then it should be obvious that a positive matir is enough. Mm-hmm. Elamai, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you see another example in this group of, quintuplets? Especially if you include kosher and matir in it, that even the very suffic of Tosus assumes that these almanases are not just technicalities to get out of makalkel, but are part of the very definition of the malacha. Okay, well, big enough for a job tonight, but yeah, you have to keep these things in mind. Okay? So these, and it could be, since we created these two Tosus and a Lishitaso, that it's, again, it's not just a technicality, but it's part of the definition of the Malacha. I want to think of a guy in Rashi that he's already hinting at that. And in fact, there are other Rashis that seem to say that as well, that Chronim points to. Again, the Rashi, the first Rashi we started with, that's my Ha'ara, take it or leave it. But, perhaps it is the point is bolstered because there's other Rashis. For example, Rashi on the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel, Rashi says,
does anybody not say that?
The Shir didn't end yet. Where is it in the Mishnah, the Rashi? Which one am I looking? Thank you very much. In the Mishnah, Dira Masal Almanas Litzvor. So there he also tells you a little bit about the hole in the circle, and if you'll tie it, if you don't rip it, you won't have an even so. Says Rashi, Avo Korea Shelo Litzvor, Lo Havi B'Mishkan. Again, in the context, who cares? Why is that relevant? And if it's just an issue of Makalkel, it certainly doesn't make sense. So it could be that Rashi, again, now will be have two Rashis, hinting at that this is not just an issue of Mekalkel, this is an issue of the definition of the Malacha. Furthermore, there's a Machlokas Rishonim about the following Halacha. The Gemara in Daf Mem Ches speaks about, I don't know if this is how they still make shirts, but let's say a t-shirt. So how did they, at least in the time of the Gemara, how did they make a t-shirt? So they had the full, I guess, double, fully enclosed baguette. And then the last thing they did...
The Beis HaTzavar.
Exactly, it was Korea Beis HaTzavar, exactly. They would basically rip open to make the neck. So the Gemara said, that's a malacha on Shabbos, that's chayiv. What malacha? So Rashi said, it's Nakba Patish. Whereas the Rambam, we don't have it here. The Rambam lists it with all of it in Perek Yod, Halacha Yod, in the context of Malacha of Korea, which may be two things for us. One is, be a third Rashi Lishitaso, and it may help Shraga to know who might argue on it. So Rashi may be Lishitaso, because there it's clearly a positive ripping. It's a positive Korea. It will be just Nishu Makalko, then that should be Malach of Korea. Why does Rashi go out of his way to make that a Malach of Makba Patesh? Could be because, again, Lashitasa, three Rashis now. By definition, if it's not a Malach Litzvor, it can't be Korea. Aye, it's Asur. Okay, because it's a different Malach called Makba Patesh. You finish the shirt. Whereas the Rambam seems to allow for the possibility, and again, this last point of the Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, this is not, that's the Afikayam. Tikayam was, I think, as a Talmud. No, it's only a Chavar from that Tkufa. I think it's a Talmud of Reb Chaim. The Tikayam is in Chelik Beis, Simin Dalid, Anaf Vav. The Tikayam makes this point that the Machlokis, Rambam, and Rashi may be connected. That according to the Rambam, it's just a dinner Makalkel, and therefore, since this is a positive Korea, therefore it could be a Chiyuv. Good, very good, right, okay, could be. Again, pulling threads out is not technically Korea, I guess, you could say.
It could be one of the other, like the opposite of O-Rig, though.
Right, I don't know if there's such a thing.
There's the Potseya, it's the one listed right after O-Rig. I'm not sure if it's meant to be the opposite.
I see, okay. Just to point out, by the way, that on this point of the base, it's obvious, it's actually a machlokas aposkim. The Magen Avraham and Shin Yud Zayin Aleph says it's Makba Patesh. But the Ola Shabbos, one of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, so he argues and he holds no, it should be considered Korea. Now the truth is that there are a number of dechios that we could make to get out of this neat sliya that we've built up until now, both in Rashi and in that Rambam. So when it comes to Rashi, three points to consider, and not to totally backtrack, but just to consider. First of all, the Sfas Emes, Alashas, on our Mishnah, points out that when Rashi says that Shlomo HaNas Litvor was not in the Mishkan, does not read it the way we wanted to read it, and therefore otherwise it would be Potter, or maybe Mutter, or whatever. He says, no, Rashi just meant that if it wouldn't be in the Mishkan, then it's not an Av. It's a Tolda. A Tolda Sol Chayav Doraisa. But the Mishnah is only listing Ovos Melachos. So again, according to Sfas Emes, Vedas Rashi, Korea, in a positive way, Shlomo HaNas Litvor, is a Tolda, but it's not enough.
That would explain the last Rashi of the Shechita Rashi.
Because there he's getting at Av versus Tolda, and yeah. What was done in the Mishkan.
Right, because otherwise it really was very right.
Okay, so that's one Dechiyah in the first Rashi. Secondly, the Bir Halacha and the end of Shin Mem, I'm not sure I understand it, but he's very strong that he feels like it's obvious that no one could hold it to Beis HaTzavar case is Korea, because it's not shaykh to Korea. Because Korea is a destructive act, which will be chayiv if it's done for a positive purpose. But he says, this is not a destructive act. This is just how you make shirts. I don't know, to me that's almost like a word game. Like, it's a destructive act, ripping, but it's a positive purpose because that's how you make shirts. I'm not sure I understand or I'm convinced of that Bir Halacha. But it is worth noting that the Bir Halacha feels very strongly about that. And in fact, the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah and that Rambam also do their best to deny, despite the location of the Psak of Beis HaTzavar, the Rambam they also think does not hold its Korea. Two more points. One is that the great Sanz Rebbe, the Divrei Yatziv, he was the one who survived the Holocaust. He invented Mifal HaShas, if that's relevant. But many, many other. He was a Goyen Adir, He was also Rav Asher Weiss's Rebbe, if that helps. Okay, now he has a street cred. So, anyway, his shoes are Divrei Yatziv. They're really brilliant. Anyway, he points out, and some other acronym I also still point out, that there's a Rashi. It's a long Rashi. I don't want to look at it inside now. But on Daf Lam and Aleph and Beis, Zivur Masechta Olam, where Rashi seems to say, if you want to read him very literally, that it's just, quote-unquote, it's just a Dinei Makalkel. But maybe this opinion that we have from the three Rashis here, that it's more than that, it's a definition of the Malacha, that perhaps that Rashi seems to go against. So, these are all points that, in the scheme of things, have to be reconciled in terms of getting to the Shita of Rashi. But again, I think the three Rashis we saw certainly make a persuasive case. I mentioned that the Rambam also, on the one hand, he may be arguing. On the other hand, we saw the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, maybe the Bir Halacha, try to deny the Rambam arguing. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is clear. The Aruch HaShulchan, Paskins, the Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Yud, that based on the Rambam, that if you're Korea based of Tavar, you're Chayiv Mishum Korea. So again, he clearly must be assuming, Badasa Rambam, that it is, quote, just a din in Makalkel. The Aruch HaShulchan is Shin Yud Zayin Yud. Furthermore, not only may it be a Shitas HaRambam, but Pashtus, it's a Gemara. But Pashtus, it's a Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis seems to say that if you're Korea Al Meso, right? Korea Al Meso, Chamoso, right? You were being Korea for a positive purpose, but not Almanat Litzvor, you may be Chayiv. Now the Gemara there seems to say maybe that's dependent on some of these other technical things. Other side machloksim, but it certainly assumes that if you don't have a problem of or things like that, that there's no problem calling that korea. The pashtus, that is against this whole hanacha that we made, that Rashi may be hinting at, etc. That it's more than that; that it's part of the definition of the malacha. However,
as you say, it's a tolda.
Oh, so we'll have to see. There are other ways to get out of it. There are other ways to get out. So at least two ways. Leaves I would just Shraga mentioned. But the point is that this is so the Rabbi Akiva Eger, who started us off with this vinyan in the Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva Eger raises this point as a question against this Shtickel Torah. Korei Al Meso seems to apply that it's not a definition in the Malacha. It's just an issue of side issues like Malacha She'en Shechel Gufo or Makalkel. So two possible answers one could make. There's a sefer called the Magen Avos. The Magen Avos is by Rav Mordechai Bennett, and I believe he's one of, if not the first or the earliest achronim, to analyze the malachos of Shabbos al seder hamalachos. But the most well-known is who? The Minchas Chinuch and the Moschah Shabbos. But the Minchas, exactly. But the Minchas Chinuch, that's how you know. I don't know the chronology of the Magen Avos, but I know that he's before the Minchas Chinuch because Minchas Chinuch quotes him. So I, years ago when I was learning Shabbos, there was a sefer they put out on Malachos that included a few things. The only reason I bought it was because it included the Magen Avos. So other things too, but the main thing was the Magen Avos. So if you take a look at the Magen Avos on Korea, he deals with this, and he gives a very good answer perhaps. He says that perhaps this is a unique case because mitzvah machshivo. In other words, because you're doing it for the mitzvah, that breaks all the rules. That, like, compensates. Even though it's not I'm going to split for, but it's a shame the mitzvah. And somehow that breaks.
It's a maze. It's a korea la maze.
Right.
That's assuming it's a hokus and horn whether you're in mitzvah.
Right. But he, I guess, assumes that. And he gives a mashal. He gives a mashal that, for example, by bris milah, right, so in that context, so sometimes we speak about a malacha mafarik, right, even though it does not meet the criteria of Mefarik in other contexts, but because you want the blood, b'demai chayi, it's as if you're being Mefarik. Mefarik means there's something inside a shell, and you want to get it out.
He says,
I don't remember if he says b'demai chayi, but he gives the mashal. He says, l'mashal ma'adom erdoma by bris mila and Mefarik. Again, whether you use b'demai chayi, but the point is you need the blood. Not stam, the blood happens to come out. You need the blood, which happens to be, by the way.
Blood needs to come out?
Yeah, that's a halacha. Yeah. Just as there's an aside, Hilchos Bris Mila, the reason there's so many controversies over the different clamps that have been invented is because the Gemka clamp, which I think the conservative rabbinical movement endorsed, Sir Moshe's tshuva against the Gemka clamp is because no blood came out. He also pointed out that he said it actually is very cruel because it's very painful for the child. But But if there would be a clamp that would lessen the blood, which is the whole purpose of the clamps. But at least some blood would come out. Moshe is mashman that tshuva, that it would be okay. I can give you Maisa Shaya, a Gottlieb family history. My grandfather was a mole. He's a Talmud of Rav Moshe. He invented a clamp, which Rav Moshe gave him maskama. And even though Rav Moshe is famous against clamps, he's not against clamps. He was against the Gemka clamp, because there's no blood coming out. But if you have a clamp where some blood comes out, he was okay with it. He was okay with it. So I'll leave aside the fact that I didn't mean to allude to the fact, but it's true. The Hasidim, even the Chassidish Shapayskim, so they speak very much about even in extra legal context. But I mean, even from strictly halakhic perspective, you need dam in order for it to be a kosher mila. So that implies that we're trying to get to the blood, so to speak. So that's the idea of mafarik. It compensates for other things we'll be missing. So leave that aside. Point is, as Magen Avos, this is an exception. Another possible answer is given by the Stipler. The Stipler in Kilas Yaakov on Masechta Shabbos. So he says the following interesting alumnus. He says, listen, all of these almanas cases are destructive. They're being so sere, what he calls they're a maleches stira, which I'm translating as destructive. And not just that, they're undoing another malacha, right? Matir undoes kosher, right? Mochek undoes kosev. They're by definition destructive malachos. So therefore, Chazal understood that in order for you to be chayiv in them, it must be that in those particular cases, you're actually doing it in furtherance of what it at least on the surface appears you're destroying. Mochek, it looks like you're destroying a kosev, but really since it's almanas lechtov, it's really in furtherance of a kosev, therefore you're chayiv. In our case, right, you are being Berea, but you're doing it almanas litzvor. So, says the Stipler, that's only if it's really a destructive kareya. And therefore, you need it to be almanas litvor. But if you have what's not a malacha stira, it's not destructive, rather, it is by definition constructive, i.e., kareya alames. Therefore, in such a case, you don't need almanas litvor.
Or kareya besatzavar.
That he doesn't say. I don't know. It's a good point. It's a good aura. I don't remember how he addresses that. My notes, I just remember that he spoke about this in light of Korea LMAs. And that's by definition a positive Korea, as opposed to what is typically a negative Korea, which has to be, so to speak, rescued by making it almanas. But once you have a positive one, then you don't need this. So if it's a negative one, so then, in Hanami, maybe by definition it's not. But if it's a positive one, that's an exception. So you have two theories in the Acharonim, why that Gemara might be an exception. Again, the Rebbe Eger thought it's a Shaila, and they both suggest why it might not be a Shaila, it's an exceptional rule. I want to mention one more thing tonight, and that is the fascinating Shita of Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in, where is it? Shin Yud Zayin, I think Yud Zayin. Let's see if I can find it inside. I'll read it to you. Good. He has a good lashon. I really wanted to read it to you. 1 second. I take it back. I might actually have the wrong. Maybe I have the wrong. Maybe that's what it is. I have the wrong simon. I think maybe it might be Shin Mem. 1 second.
That's weird. Yud Sif Aleph.
Kosher. I think I have it. It was in different places. Here we go. One second. Yep. It's Sif Yud Zayin. It's not Shin Yud Zayin. It's Shin Mem. But in Shachar Harav, it's Sif Yud Zayin. He says the following. Mishum Korea Ein Isser Ela Kishe Korea Umafrid Gufim Rabim Shin Chabru. Going Korea Begit Ha'aruk. So Shachar Harav, you're only chayv in Korea if you're ripping something that was woven together. You're ripping a whole that had been a composite of many parts. Something that was woven together, and then you rip it and you undo that.
So we're ripping a seam.
At least it's two things together. So you undid it. In other words, two things were sewn together and you ripped them. I think that would. And you're undoing basically a. You're undoing a tefira. You're undoing something that was sewn together. However, here's the contrast. The contrast is haniyar shuguf echad, or if you have some material in which you said, well, he's going to get that. He didn't say that yet, but yes, yeah, he says haniyar or when we talk about mutar likro or here ayin vav resh leather. You have a piece of leather. I'm not sure in this case what niyar means. Some other type of material.
Parchment?
Yeah, exactly. That's probably but not leather paper.
Yeah.
Being flax or I don't know whatever.
Paper may have
papyrus. Yeah, something like that. Right. That's probably what he means by niyar. Exactly. Or leather. No problem ripping them. Or who guf echad v'lo shayach v'isr kriya el isr chituch. Maybe it'd be another thing. It might be something called machatech. But korea, that is not subject to something that is one piece. That's only something that was many pieces that was sewn together, and then you rip it, that's the malach of korea. Now this is quoted by the Achronim and very much disputed. The Nishma.
That's a good point.
Huh?
You could tear kriya on the leather jacket then.
Good. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav says this. The Bir Halacha and the Nishmas Adam both point out that there's a Yerushalmi that would not help Saraya. There's Yerushalmi that seems to be favorish talk about Korea on or, number one. Number two, we don't have a Chumash here. The Chemdas Yisrael, that's from Meir Dan Plotsky, more well known as the Baal Kli Chemda. But he has a two-volume set, a beautiful set of Svarim on Sifrei HaMitzvos called Chemdas Yisrael. He also has a lot of stuff on Bnei Noach. If you want to ever do sugyas on Bnei Noach, you take a look at in Hilchos Melachim and Shoftim and these types of topics. The Chemdas Yisrael is a good place. And he also has a whole thing, Alpi, the Minchas Chinuch. He lived after Minchas Chinuch, but he is part of that whole Masorah of Achronim, discussing Melachos and Shabbos. So he also says, I understand the Pasuk in Vayikra and Perachov Gimel specifically speaks about Korea in the context of Or. So, two, so to speak, technical questions against the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The bigger question, of course, is what's the Svarah? So before that, let's just try to give a defense, and then we'll try to give a svara, and then a napkamina for the bathroom. Okay, got your attention. The Avnei Nezer says in a tshuva in Siman Kuf Pei Vav regarding Korea Almeso, and this is what I alluded to when I responded to Eli at the beginning of the Chabura. So we had two answers how to get out of Korea Almeso, right? Two exceptions to the rule. One was maybe mitzvah machshivo. And one is that maybe the chronic stipler, it's by definition something positive, it's not part of the rules of regular Korea. So the Avnei Nezer says it's not so much an exception. It's just clarifying what the rule is. What was the rule? What is the basic yisod? That, it depends. Korea amanas litzvor does not just or necessarily mean you actually have to sew something up. It means what Eli alluded to. It says the Avnei Nezer has to be Korea haro'i litzvor. Has to be the type of material which could be sewn up. Step one. If it's not that, then you're for sure not chayiv. If it's roi litzvor, then it just has to be almanas shum tikkun. Any tikkun, whether the tikkun is actually because you're going to sew it up, or some other positive purpose, some other tikkun. And that is how you get out of the makalkal problem. But it's a two-step process, says Avnei Nezer. Just like Rabbi Kiva Eger had hinted at in Tosfos. Just like we had strung together three Rashis, then it's not just a din in Makalkel, it's a din in a definition of a Malacha. This is Avni Nezer, and I, Rabbi Kiva Eger, asked, but Karel Meso is against that. Says Avni Nezer, no, it's not against that. Because you need it to be, you just have to fine-tune that definition. The definition of the Malacha is not that you have to be Tofer, but it has to be Ra'i Litzvira. The definition of the Malacha is a Kriya that is Ra'i Litzvira. That's the definition of the Malacha. That strings together three Rashis. That strings together two Tosfosin. That's Rabbi Kivager's Chiddush in Tosfos, what we said in Rashi. The Fikayam says in Rashi. That's that Malach. I, Karei Al Meso. So that is okay, because it's Ra'i Litzvira. You could sew it up. I, you may not sew it up, and let's say halakhically, right? It's Aviv Imo, you're not allowed to sew it up. But it's okay because it was positive, it was for Shum Tikkun, it was for the Tikkun of Avelis. And then in some other context, it could be for another Tikkun. Let's say you're ripping something for some other Tikkun, there's some other positive purpose. It's not a Masal Torah, but it's another positive purpose. So that in Ezer, that could be Korea. For example, maybe Beis HaTzavar. Mm-hmm. It's Roy Litvor, and it's for a tikkun. It doesn't have to be Almanas Litvor. Again, Lamashrol, not that you have to drink the wine in Kiddush. But you have to have the wine. It has to be Almanas Litvor. It has to be Roy Litvor, but not necessarily Almanas Litvor.
Korea Meso is referring to the Kriya of the Mitzvah, or it's referring to just
out of anger? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, I think so. It's positive. That's the next. Gemara also talks about if you be Korea out of anger. Yeah, there's the famous. Yerushalmi, right? Mm-hmm. The Rav Shechta likes to quote. I think that suggests that you're not Yotzei, but the Ritva quotes that.
You are Yotzei. And that's a kasha
on Mitzvah Vavera, right? That's part of the Mitzvah Vavera.
Rav's Raya, Mitzvah Vavera is a kasha from
Mitzvah. Right. No, but I thought, one second, is that?
Shire Melech wants the whole
Mitzvah. One second, let me think, 1 second. Well, he applies that, right? He applies that to Mitzvah Vavera. It's a separate question whether when you do Mitzvah Vavera, it's Mitzvah Bottle. That's a separate question.
Right, but the Yerushalmi says Yotze.
Right. The point is, but it's some see that as Mitzvah Vavera.
That's the Sharon Melech.
Right, no, and the point is, even though we usually assume Mitzvah Vavera is that the Avera enabled the Mitzvah, you didn't have a lulav, so you stole it, now you can do the Mitzvah. Here, that's not that at all.
So it's a Raya, that's not what Mitzvah Vavera means.
Right, so it's a Raya that has to do with the Chesed. Right. Okay, fine. Anyway, let's not get distracted by that. Okay.
Why aren't these Korea Tikkun, or why aren't these the same thing as Mechate? That seems
so Mechate has its own definitions. We'll get to that with the toilet paper in a second.
Okay, in the bathroom
in a second. Lamaisa, that's the Avnei Nezer. That's the Avnei Nezer about Korea Almeso. And it could be, I want to add, could be that's also Peshat the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Right, what does the Shulchan Aruch Harav say? That it has to be, can't be Or or Niyar. So it could be the Peshat is because that's not Roy Litvor. I mean, you could glue it together, but that's not sewing. You can't sew leather, right? Just like, you know, at the Tanaim, right? We break the earthenware because you can't. Technically, you could glue it back together, but you can't glue it back together, right? You rip leather, right? You know, you go into certain, you rip certain things. You go into the tailor and say, I can't fix it. Certainly not in a way that you would want it. So it could be that that's already not Roy Litvor, and that could be again, as Avi Nezer said, that could be also this. Shachar Haraf. It could be a Hasidic Rebbe, Lushitasam. The Lavitch Rebbe and the Savitch Rebbe together. Now, just last point, and with this we'll close on a serious, slightly amusing topic. Chalkis Yaakov discusses the nightmare Shaila. Right, you're in the bathroom and there's no tissues. Are you allowed to rip toilet paper? So, usually when you're growing up, they tell you, yes, cover the breeze. The problem is that there's another malacha called Mechatech. And if you are mechatech b'mida, if you rip in a measured way, that's malacha d'oraisa. If you rip on the perforations of the toilet paper, that's malacha d'oraisa. And kavod habrias is only dochem b'shev al tasa and b'malkom isu d'rabbanan, not b'malkom isu d'oraisa. So what do you do? So what do you do? So in that context, the Shos Yaakov takes out our Shulchan Aruch Harav. He takes out the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because he's mashma, that as long as, in this case, it may be only in a Siddur Rabbanan. Because maybe...
You don't do it on the...
Yeah, this line. Is not... Maybe, we said, first of all, maybe this is not a type of matakein. And he says, based on Shulchan Aruch Rav, maybe you can get it down to the Rabbanan. And then it would be Mutar Mishum Kavod Abrias. However, he says, we don't necessarily rely on this Shulchan Aruch Rav, so he has two suggestions. One is Aidei Shinui. Rip it with your elbow, rip it with your foot.
Well, by not cutting...
Right, not on the verge. He didn't even say this. The other suggestion, that wouldn't necessarily be a Shinui, but that might just not be Mechatech, not Pederach Mida. The other thing he suggests, I never saw before, he says you put some water, wherever you want to rip, you put some water, and that already makes everything, then when you rip, it's not going to be on a straight line, it'll be messier.
Somebody told me, it's funny, years ago somebody told me he did that.
Water?
Yeah, an elderly man.
So right, the problem is that by the time you need this, the toilet water is probably dirty already.
Oh no, so he said he'd take water from the sink or whatever.
I guess if you're in your private bathroom at home, maybe it's shy.
Either way, they shouldn't ask you to show, they should go to something other.
If you're in the public bathroom, it's like, that could be a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, on that auspicious note.
Where does it come that you should.
Nobody says that.
Nobody says that.
I think that's a problem.
Yeah. Because then, if you tear on for first, you specifically invade it. Right. Also,
all right. Okay. Hello. I'm coming on my way to the Hashir Sunday. We didn't start till 8:45 because I thought I was starting at 8:30.
I think there's some people that are making tearing.
That tell Josh because he just asked me and I said you couldn't.
What?
Tear on the perforation.
I'm talking about aluminum foil.
If you tear it not on the blade.
Yeah,
tearing it by hand.
I mean, I've heard other people. I've heard.
Not just wrong because you're creating like a cover.
Well, again, it could be other muffins. Even the Shulchan Aruch Rav is only talking about Korea. Not talking about other muffins.